Welcome to the Friday, December 16th, 2011 edition of the Sand Synod Storm Center's Stormcast. My name is Johannes Ulrich, and I am today recording from Jacksonville, Florida. Well, let's get started here. Adobe confirmed that we should expect today a patch for Adobe Acrobat 9 to patch the vulnerability that has become public about a week ago. Adobe Acrobat and Reader 10 is vulnerable as well, but the vulnerability cannot be exploited due to its sandboxing feature, and so Adobe will hold off on a patch for version 10 until January 10th. Which is Adobe's regular scheduled release day. So Adobe 9, you should expect a patch today. Acrobat and Reader 10, hold off till January 10th. And well, then we do have a little bit more detail about how possibly Iran may have captured this new secretive drone. Turns out that there may not be a need to actually control and hack the command and control channel that is run over satellites. Instead, they may just have jammed that control channel, turning the drone into essentially sort of a fail-safe mode in which it would return to its base. Now, in order to return to its base, the drone, of course, has to know where the base is, and it uses GPS to do so. The second and probably trickier part is that Iran now claims that they spoof GPS signals to essentially trick the drone into landing in the wrong spot, which was still in Iran and not in Afghanistan as intended. Now, of course, jamming the control channel is probably not all that terribly hard. If it's run over a satellite, essentially all you have to do is you have to overload that particular frequency using some form of ground-based transmitter. Satellites usually have not a lot of power behind them just due to the constraints of having them deployed in space. So on ground, of course, you could have a massive transmitter that will swamp whatever frequency is used. Now, the trickier part, then again, is the GPS part. But it turns out this has been done in the past, at least in sort of laboratory demonstrations, and in one paper I've seen, they managed to do it over 4,000 feet distance. The real limitation is here how big of a transmitter can you attach to the signal. The signal turns out is actually not that hard to generate. There are test satellites or test GPS senders. They are used regularly to test GPS devices. So for Iran, it's probably not that hard to get a hold of one of those satellite simulators and then essentially just hook it up to a bigger transmitter. Now, military GPS can use its own M code or military code signal that is encrypted. But then again, if that signal was jammed, it's possible that the satellite then accepted the unencrypted version created by the fake satellite. Now, another thing that GPS will do in order to protect the military satellites better is that one of the proposed enhancements for GPS includes spot beams at each of the satellite that can be used to increase the intensity by a factor of 20 over an area of a few hundred miles. However, those spot beams have not fully been deployed yet, and it's probably still about 2 years away to have those satellites with spot beams deployed. So in other words, it's certainly possible that this happened. Whether or not this happened, nobody really knows other than probably Iranians if they did it. But I think what it really comes down to is that wireless signals are always subject to being tampered with. So if you use wireless, encrypt it and don't rely on it. Have a backup plan. And we all know that with 811 and signals like that, they can be jammed, sometimes even unintentionally. One possible backup system, for example, that other systems in the past have used for a GPS is to have some kind of camera-based navigation system, either looking for terrain features or looking for astronomy features, like, for example, star alignments, moon and things like that. That can work, of course. It all depends on the altitude this particular drone is flying at, weather and such, so you're more dependent on those factors. And of course, those systems are a bit more complicated to implement than just a GPS, which is pretty much off the shelf, pretty simple technology by now. But well, let's come back to Earth and talk about our more regular fare of vulnerabilities. This time it's iPhone and iOS time again. With iOS 5, Apple introduced something new and called it iMessage. iMessage really looks like SMS to the user, but what happens is if you send an SMS message from one iPhone to another, it will actually not be sent as an SMS. Instead, it will be sent as a little data message from one phone to the other. Great thing about this to the user is that you save these SMS fees whenever iMessage is being used. However, one thing that a couple users found out now is that if you wipe an iPhone, so you essentially delete the data remotely, for example, when the iPhone is stolen, what will happen is that the iMessage is still logged in. So the supposedly wiped iPhone is still able to receive your messages. Somehow, whatever authentication key or such is being used is not being wiped here. Even changing your Apple password, which is used to originally log into iMessage when you set it up first, will not disrupt this channel. So there is some kind of cookie authentication token or whatever you want to call it that is being used for it. It is a somewhat closed protocol, so I have to really sniff it myself and see what it exactly looked like and how it's doing its authentication here. Of course, no official word from Apple on this yet. Anyway, this is it for today. So thanks again for listening and talk to you again on Monday. Bye.